a trade deal with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico on the fast track. A dozen Senate Republicans are coalescing around moving forward on a trade deal by the end of November. The senators are urging President Trump to submit the agreement in time to allow for Congress to vote on it before the current session of Congress draws to a close. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $5 million for the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the 2008 Mumbai attack that left 166 people dead, including six Americans. With more, here's John Clements.
From November 26 to the 29th, 2008, 10 individuals carried out the attacks against multiple targets in Mumbai, India. The U.S. remains committed to working with international partners to bring to justice those responsible for the 2008 Mumbai attacks. Since this program that is administered by the U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service began in 1984, more than $150 million has been paid to more than 100 people. I'm John Clemens.
An online dictionary has announced its choice for Word of the Year. USA's Chris Barnes fills us in.
Dictionary.com's Word of the Year has just been announced, and it is misinformation. And it comes a few weeks after the Oxford Dictionaries chose toxic as its Word of the Year. A linguist in residence at Dictionary.com said in a recent interview that the site's choice of misinformation over disinformation as Word of the Year was deliberate, intended to serve as a call to action to be vigilant in the battle against fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And once again, I can gladly say the gang is all here.
Folks, we are. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, guys, this is going to shock the bejeebers out of you, but some folks on the left were not happy with Donald Trump. Isn't that kind of shocking?
Wow. Blew in my
They were condemning him because he had the audacity to condemn the Ninth Circus Court. isn't that shocking?
Oh my
Miles,
God.
Were you surprised that they were surprised that he'd condemned the circus?
Absolutely.
It's shocking to me. Listen, folks, I've been calling it the Ninth Circus Court since way before Donald Trump ever announced his candidacy. There's still fruits and nuts that make up that court system. They've come up with, over the years, just a host of absolute lunacy decisions. I think their flip rate is the highest in the land.
Yep.
And they're not abashed by it. They're not like, this is going to be embarrassing, but we got to. They are the Ninth Circus Court. I get a kick that the left would be upset with him acknowledging a truism.
Yeah. This court should be embarrassed. They're an advocacy group sitting on a federal bench.
They are an advocacy group. I think that's exactly correct. That puts you up to 3 this year.
I think it's like 22.
Miles, what do you think? Are they an advocacy group or are they a legitimate circus court?
Well, I mean, you know, it really doesn't lay out in the Constitution the criteria. I mean, once they're appointed,
right,
then, you know, whoever appointed them should have taken this into consideration, and obviously they did. So it shouldn't be surprising at all that this is the way that they are going to rule, because, I mean, this is the whole point of an independent judiciary, and sadly, professionalism may take a back seat here.
So the folks that appointed them, I just want to make sure I encapsulate it right. The folks that appointed these nitwits, the supporters of the folks that appointed these nitwits, think this is good jurist doctrine, that this makes sense, and therefore it is what it is. We just deal with it. I got to tell you, you're probably right, Miles, but anyone that's ever read any of the impeachment process for Samuel Chase advanced by Thomas Jefferson, and I know I get people to roll their eyes when I say that stuff, but it's true. If you read anything that Thomas Jefferson had to say on the topic of the judiciary and what his concerns were and why he felt the circumstance rose to the level of impeachment of a sitting justice, if you read that stuff, folks, I'm telling you, it reads like a Daily Chronicle out of our current judicial system. It just does.
My problem is these are lifetime appointments. So
yeah, they're good.
What
to go
consequences
forever.
Do they have?
You can be impeached.
Yeah, but good luck with that.
Listen, I got to tell you.
When's the last one?
It's good that it goes slow. I was driving in this morning, and I'm listening to talks about Trump being impeached. And if this happens, if that happens, if the sky is purple and it's a Tuesday. And then I paused. I said, wait a minute. Were we as bad about Obama during his tenure, running around with our hair on fire, yelling impeachment and all that? And the answer is, I think we were. You
I didn't
said
hear
no.
impeachment. I didn't hear impeachment.
Oh, I heard impeachment.
Maybe in the beginning a little bit, but everybody knew that was no. Maybe the way alt-right fringe were talking that way, but the average everyday Republican was not.
When was the first time you heard the term alt-right? I just got to know. I've been in
probably
politics long enough to get fat and bald.
4 years ago.
And Miles, what you laughing about?
it's just a propaganda.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
Right.
Well, I guess I'm trying to refer to a term that the people listening would know. And I right wing
nutshell
didn't really sound good.
The folks listening to this show are smarter than that.
I know, but I didn't think right wing nutjob would sound good.
Listen, nutjob is nutjob. And
those are the only people who call an impeachment. Nobody in the House or Senate was. Nobody who is an actual person who has any power or control was ever mentioning impeachment on Obama.
You sound like you're here on behalf of the establishment today.
No, but I want to make sure that that's the truth, because we hear it nonstop, and it is out of the people who do have power and recognition and the ability to do it, and it's not the same.
Okay.
Because when we look at this thing, this guy was appointed by Obama, so obviously we know we're going to get his policy and view.
Sure.
But when I say lifetime, it's like getting a tenureship as a teacher. No matter what you do, you can't be fired. That means you can go rogue and not actually uphold the office or position you fill.
That's what they've done.
Well, so I would push back a little bit. I think that this is a two-edged sword, right? I mean, if a federal judge is just giving military secrets to foreign powers, I think you could go through a legitimate impeachment process.
Yes.
But the moment you start impeaching judges because you don't appreciate the way they do their job, then you open up Pandora's political box that you can never get closed again, and then just chaos.
You're right. And I'm not calling for impeachment. I just want consequences. Like, if you're – we always say our politicians aren't
up, you need to have them taken up behind the woodshed and have us behind smacked, or what are you saying?
Oh, I just don't know. I've never really liked the idea of a lifetime appointment for anything because you do lose consequences.
No, because, I mean, think about it. The founders wanted an independent judiciary.
Right. I get the purpose.
They feared politics would go in judiciary far more than it is today.
Yeah, well, that's what we have today. So their purpose isn't what we see now. The scope's been way widened, and the rule of law is not being applied.
I got
in most cases.
Where I differ with you, and I won't go – in fact, we should do one of these days. We should do a show just focused on some of the absolute off-the-hook, zany decisions that the Supreme Court itself has made.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to follow the history of the Ninth Circus Court.
Yep.
Anyone listening to this show knows that I have absolute contempt for our current judiciary. It is a political money machine. It ain't in pursuit of justice. And I've got lawyer friends. Drive right up if you want to debate me on this, because I'm telling you, it's a train wreck from top to bottom. But I think it's been that way for a long time. Not in our lifetime, a long time.
Oh, yeah, way before us. Way before us. Well, you mentioned it already with the Jefferson one. I mean, this is way before.
Roe v. Wade was just what we refer to. They had some really zany decisions over the years where you're going, how in the world could a reasonable mind – and I'm talking about the Supremes, not some circus court somewhere in la-la land.
But what stops some of the laws from going through? Elections. Because they know if they do that law, that's off the hook. They won't get reelected. That does stop. I'm not saying we need to go to electing federal court judges, but we have to look at the system. And just by rulings getting thrown off, no, I get that. Because Justice Roberts would have been thrown off a long time ago for Obamacare ruling. But there's got to be something.
But to Miles's point and the founders standing with him on this, to have an independent, you can't have a court system that fears for its job and have it be independent.
I know. I don't know if there is a solution.
This is Miles pushing back on me 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll name a better system.
Yeah, and I don't have one. I'll admit that. I don't know. I have to really consider it, but right now I don't know of one. I just know that this isn't the best way. And to find a solution I think would be possible, probably not probable.
Right.
And I don't think Trump bashing them is in any problem.
No, I think that, listen, both sides of the aisle. In fact, somewhere in the show today we're going to talk about Obama bashing Trump. And I don't think I've ever heard of a former president saying some of the stuff that he said.
They kept trying to push Bush, and he'd go, I'm not talking about my predecessor.
Right. And listen, I don't know that I want to hold up Bush as my shining example of I can't say that on the air. The FCC won't let me.
Well, there you go. Another bureaucratic system.
I'm not a big Bush fan.
Are you saying they suppressed your First Amendment?
They have limited it. Kind of like the shall not be infringed thing.
Yeah.
So listen, folks, on that, we've got to go to a break, but stay with us. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And yes, you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And I've said this in the past, I'll say it again, if you could only hear what happens during the commercial breaks when we're actually talking when the microphones are off.
Well, you got to do me a favor, Miles Bauer, speaking of that. If you can remember that the FCC are not our friends, tell the folks what you were trying to describe to us as clean as possible about one of our academia here in the great state of Michigan.
Apparently, Eastern Michigan University has shut down the production and presentation of the Vagina Monologues.
That was the name of the monologues.
Right, that is the name of the play.
So that was kind of a far-left play. Can I make that guess? Is that a fair assumption?
That would be my assumption. I've never seen it, so I can't validate that.
Okay.
But apparently, the administrator shut it down there at Eastern Michigan University because he said that not all women have female genitalia.
So they're
good job.
That was very clever, and it was so much better on air than off. Tell me again, which one of our esteemed universities think this way?
It was Eastern Michigan University.
That's in Ypsilanti, is it not?
Yeah, it's the same university that spends millions of years on a losing football team.
Now, I know, Miles, that you have seemed to have embraced the concept of, in terms of teaching a young person to swim, you walk out to the dock and you throw them off.
I do.
Right?
That's how John Wayne did it.
That's how John Wayne did it. Yeah, but I'm befuddled that anybody would send their children into such an arena. I am.
Do these colleges read the paper and then go, man, that's wacky. Let me see if I can one-up that.
Oh no! They really strive.
I mean, England had the
problem that I have with this is that they're serious; they believe it.
Yeah,
that fellow, who's an authority on the topic, I'm certain, is convinced that he's correct.
But do you think there was some backlash from all the transgenders who are going, "Wait a second, I don't have that genitalia, so you're discriminating against me"?
So when you say all of them, have you looked at the percentages that we're talking about?
There's probably four on that campus.
On that campus, I don't think there's four on that campus.
It's a pretty decent-sized school.
I would be very surprised if there were. All right, so Go ahead, Miles. What's that?
I was going to say, now that we got that behind us.
Well, indeed. Recession is so far into the distance, I can't see it. This is Trump's top economic advisor, says fear of collapse are nonsense as stocks erase all of 2018's gains in a few hours. Miles, we've talked about periodically the stock market in its perpetual erasing of 2018. What say you on the topic of our economy as it relates to the yo-yo effect that seems to be stuck on the lower steps going up?
Well, so let's separate here, because there's a lot of dynamics going on in there. One, I think our buddies in the media and in the establishment want to depress consumer belief in the economy. So they figure if they just echo over and over and over again that the sky is falling, they are praying and hoping that Joe Sixpack will start to believe that the economy has gone into the tank and it'll go into a self-imposed.
Well, we've agreed all along. I think it's economics 101 to suggest that the economy is a state of mind.
Yep.
That's the one thing that President Obama could not get his ideology around. And I'm not critiquing him when I say that. I'm being earnest. The left doesn't get that the economy is a state of mind.
Yep.
Reagan proved it. JFK proved it. And Trump is proving it.
Yeah.
But I think that some of the tech stock aberrations going on here is just, in my humble opinion, it's overpriced stocks. Mm-hmm. And then some of our squishy people on the street see uncertainty with China because that whole question hasn't been settled yet. So they're just going to go squishy and assume the worst.
So here's the whole deal with the stock market. The Fed rate was 0% for so long, it killed the bond market. And we had the first time in history that investors were going to the stock market looking for dividend income. And the tech stocks paid high dividends. So they moved all their money there. As the bond rates go up because the Fed rate goes up, this stock market's going to go down. It's not cause of a recession. It's just a transition of investment money. That's all this is going to be. And the media's got everybody thinking the world's coming to an end over the stock market. And it's just going to actually adjust itself. Our stock market's overinflated, and it has been for the last 2 years, because the bond rates are going to start going up. And that's where most investors make their money, is off the bond payments. That's number one. Number two, I had explained in my class this week in economics that we're going to have a recession. It's going to happen. It's part of the business cycle. It's necessary to have a healthy economy. You have to have adjustments. What people are afraid of is seeing another great recession we hadn't seen since 1929. So we're not going to have that again. We might have a six-month dip. We're not going to see 20% unemployment again off of this. This is going to be a short-term recession to even things out. The media's blowing it up like it's going to be another great recession.
Well, they want it to be.
Yeah, and it's not going to be.
So if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. If you tell a big enough lie and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it.
Is that Mitt Romney? Because I remember him saying that.
There's Joseph Goebbels, but same.
Saying that to Obama. I remember him saying that in the debate.
Yeah, but here's the point that I'm trying to make. I at least in part reject what you just said. I don't know that there's a – will there at some point be a recession? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it going to be tomorrow? Absolutely not.
No.
But that said, we talked on this show a year ago about tech bubble.
Mm-hmm.
We had that conversation, and at the time, the stock market was in its infancy of growth.
Yep.
And it was going up, and I was seeing a number of articles on Zero Hedge and several other places that are my go-tos that talked. And I asked Miles, because Miles is our computer scientist, what's this about? And we talked about exactly what's coming to pass. Exactly what's coming to pass. But when I look at retail sales, for instance, Renegade River, RenegadeRiver.com, we're having the best year ever. We're not supposed to, because they told us it was going to be crappy. Well, folks, that's a lie. I don't care how many times they say it. It's a lie.
Yeah.
Miles, is that all truisms?
Yeah, exactly. They're wanting to depress everybody's attitude in an attempt to say, it wasn't us pointing out what we feel is the truth. It's just that Trump doesn't know what the heck he's doing in the big house.
Right.
When Amazon's almost $1,000 a share, that's overinflated.
Let me tell you the reality of it. You've got Democratic candidates hiring staffers in Iowa right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just so you know what the back scene to the sky is falling is that the Democrats cannot win in 2020 with this economy. They simply cannot do it. And people say, well, what about what they just did? They just broke even in what was going to be a blue wave, and they can't sustain that energy for two more years if the economy stays on track.
Yep.
They can't. So they know that to get this curbed, when I say they, now I'm talking about their mouthpiece we refer to as the media, but they know that they have got to be the naysayers. They've got to talk you in from the sunny day. It's raining out. Hurry inside.
I often wonder, too, with some of these big drops like this, are these investors trying to cause a fall and then quickly buy back at a lower number?
There's some of that.
So that they're kind of manipulating the market.
There is some of that, but the techs were just overblown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you think so, Miles? Were the techs overblown, or is that me? I'm on the outside looking at it.
Yeah. No. They were, but the other thing, too, is you'll see a lot of this volatility go away once we get the China question settled. And because we're still trying to work through the whole China question, that's what's got most of the street squishy.
But Jerome Powell was just talking in Dallas at the Fed Reserve there last week, and he said all these things about these tariffs and everything aren't being seen in the numbers, that the media is spouting this off, and they're not seeing it in the numbers.
Well, but you've got areas, pockets of the United States, different segments of our economic society, if you will, that are yelling this is doing this, this is having a negative impact.
He addressed that. He goes, it's not. And according to the numbers, it's not.
But that's a state of mind that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And some of those folks that are saying that, they're good folks, but they've been caused to believe things that just aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Now, maybe I'm all wet. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll come back with Ivanka Trump.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Mexico is saying they will have increased security in Tijuana after Sunday's rush by Central American migrants to enter the U.S. That's the sound of tear gas that Border Patrol agents threw at the few hundred migrants, many of them saying the gas made some of the children pass out. Less than 2 weeks ahead of a funding deadline, the president says if Congress doesn't dedicate money for the border wall, there should be a shutdown. He also tweeted he may shut down that border crossing again. GM is saying it's going to cut 14,700 factory and white-collar jobs in the U.S. and Canada, and it may close up to 5 plants. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look there if you haven't yet, or if you haven't yet today, RenegadeRiver.com.
That's a very good idea.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Guys, I'm looking at an article from ZeroHedge.com. I did find it at a number of other sources, including Yahoo.com, very reputable, I might add. House Democrats to probe Ivanka Trump's use of personal email. So during the break, we looked up to say, okay, what is Ivanka Trump? She's an assistant to the president. That is her title. And that, as I understand it, is not an advise and consent position. So Trump did not have to seek the approval of the Senate for her position. I'm going to guess she's got pretty high clearance. But then I'm reading this. And is everything about resist and retribution? Because this is retribution.
Uh-huh.
This is about retribution for Hillary. Hillary was the Secretary of State. Where does that put her in the lineup of next in line for succession to the presidency, Miles? Is that fourth in line?
Yeah.
And so the idea
fourth.
That she's fourth. Hey,
Vice President, yeah, Speaker. Fourth. President pro tempore of the Senate and the Secretary of State.
Okay, so I did okay with my guess. Yep. So she's got 30,000 emails that were deleted aboard a CPU that was in the bathroom behind the toilet at some joint in Colorado. And we're comparing that now. Everything is about retribution. It's not leadership. It's not, jeepers, that was wrong. I'm glad we corrected that problem. There's none of that. There's no humility. Miles, is that just who these people are, absent of humility and regard for what's better?
Well, I mean, it shouldn't surprise everybody. I mean, especially after we watch Comey throughout calendar year 2016 constantly exonerate Hillary. So, I mean, of course the deep state's going to try to make a mountain out of a molehill.
I guess. I mean, I joked in my notes to you guys, are they accidentally elevating Ivanka?
They were hoping that the general public doesn't understand the difference between Ivanka Trump and the Secretary of State.
How can they not?
The majority won't know.
That's a shame.
I can tell you that right now.
That will take me back to a public school rant, but I'll save you.
I'm trying to avoid that. But
it would.
Yeah, no, I know, because I'm seeing it in the classroom.
When I'm off the top of my head guessing that she's fourth in line. Listen, Ivanka is not fourth in line to the presidency.
She's not even in line.
She's not in line. She's not. It's not an advise and consent role. Every president in modern history, including FDR himself, had persons around him that were classified as the same.
Yeah.
It gets to the point where you go, oh, my goodness, these folks are a lot of work for nothing.
Well, I think they're trying to almost protect Hillary from any further prosecution.
So there are some folks, and by the way, folks, side also, there are some folks that don't understand a process, and so rather than trying to get their head around it to understand it, they seek to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a good thing. That's not good stewardship. That's not your civic duty. Make it better. Understand it. Don't break it on purpose. To me, this is just gets to the point where it's a holy moly, they're a lot of work. Anyway, that is my take on that. I had to throw it in because somehow it took me on the path to the next topic. Obama blames slow climate change progress on, his words now, confused, blind, racist, shrouded in hate Americans. That's why he's not getting his climate change advanced. Racism?
I don't see him.
Hatred? Ignorance? Who are these people that they can sit in the audience and clap like penguins with excitement when someone comes forward? And in this case, he was talking about Donald Trump, but he was also talking about you, folks. You. If you're one of those persons that go, okay, I get that there's climate change, but taking my Jeep out in the backyard and shooting it with my 9mm Glock won't solve the problem. First off, you're right. That won't help. But at the same time, what former president have we ever had? Andrew Jackson was about as close to a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal as you can get. This guy was barbaric, in my view. He didn't talk this way. Where everything is, if you disagree with me, you've got to be a hate-filled racist. You know what? No, I just disagree with you.
Jefferson Davis, maybe?
Jefferson Davis was a statesman. You don't have to like what he stood for, but anyone that reads that, he didn't own slaves. He didn't fight a war over slavery. I know I'll get in trouble over that, but history and facts matter.
Well, if that guy didn't do it, no one has.
Well, no, the folks on our side of that war. Now, there's one for you. We should do a show on that someday. Who actually owned slaves?
Is it just the left can't get over their emotions?
Facts are important things.
Have a hard time with emotions.
When facts don't align themselves with what their story is, they immediately roll out the you're a racist, bigoted, hate-filled, homophobic, etc.
It's like a childish response to something. They can't compete in the adult
exactly
world,
that.
So they have to throw this name-calling thing out.
It's exactly that. But this is a former president. This is not somebody you can go, whatever, what. This guy is a former president. He, of all the folks walking right now, ought to understand the value of the presidency.
If you read the comments on one of those, like a story about that on Facebook, I read them. And I'll see a lot of, so good to hear from a statesman. So good to hear from somebody who was a great president. Somebody who finally sounds like an adult. And I'm going, do you listen to the words he's using?
Calling you a blind racist, shrouded with hate.
Yes.
Makes him a statesman.
That's what they believe. They think he's talking the truth, and it's great to finally hear somebody who talks like an adult. Mm. I'm like, those are derogatory terms that aren't fact-based.
Well, no, but they're divisive.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to separate. It is more of identity politics,
yeah,
is what it is. So when he's saying that Trump is causing a division, that's what we talked about last week. But these words are doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't agree with me? Not an invitation to meet me in the arena of ideas and show me. That's not what this is. This is a poke you in the eyeball. You better agree with me or you're really stupid. That's not, folks.
That sounds like a very effective wedge as far as I'm concerned.
It is. Miles, to be the voice of reason, tell me there's something here that makes sense that I'm not seeing.
Well, this is a little bit of, you know, going through the retreads. When you think about Obama's first election,
right,
prior to him getting elected, I think he was in Pennsylvania when he came up with the term bitter clingers.
Bitter clingers, true.
Yeah, so, I mean, this has been going on for, I mean, I don't know why this one is particularly new. When he's saying right out of the gates, he's referring to half the population as bitter clingers.
Right. I think that that doesn't win people over. If he would come out and say, here are the reasons, let's get into the science of it, this is why I'm advancing this, he's going to probably win over more people, or maybe not. Maybe they've looked at those formulas and went, well, that ain't going to sell because it's not true. But I'm a climate change denier, so make no mistake about me, but I'm not calling them names over it. And I don't want our former presidents, if this was G.W. Bush throwing out slams at a sitting or former president, I'd be going, Bush, you need to reel yourself in. That ain't right.
No. And that's why I said I think he had it right. When they would question him, and he had many times he could have disagreed. He said, I do not talk about my predecessor. I'm going to let him do his job.
You're talking about Bush.
Yeah. That's what he should be.
Until he got to the race where he didn't like Trump. Then he turned into a flaming never-Trumper, and all of the accolades I'd had for the things that he said were gone. Listen, on that note, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it is time for the Enigma Report.
It is, according to Ludwig, it's an enigma.
No, I said no. I knew I wasn't going to like how this intro started.
Right. Isn't that how you remember it, Miles Bauer?
Exactly.
So Russia will send missiles to Cuba as U.S. withdrawal from nuclear treaty is a... their words, a way to war. This is from the dailystar.co.uk. I did find it in other fine web news sources. It is something that they said. It's not something that I believe that they're going to do. If they didn't like missiles over October with JFK, I don't think they're going to like them at all with Trump.
No.
That's just my leap of a guess here. Miles, what's your position on Ludwig's enigma?
Yeah, so I think that the media wants to blow this into something that it's not. I think this is Putin pulling a Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I think Putin's got the cojones to do it, though.
Put missiles in Cuba? Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't.
You don't think he's as tough as he sounds?
Yeah, but that's stupid. That's not tough. The guy's tough, but he is not an ignorant person. For all the things we can lay on his doorstep and say he's this, that, and the other thing, of all of those things, he ain't stupid. And Russia now is not the Soviet Union in the early 60s.
Does he realize that?
No, I think he realizes that. I think he wants it to be the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
But these are all different things. He's got other problems. We talked the other day about this, the OPEC situation, and you said that the OPEC is for old people, and I get all of that. You're just wrong. The reality of it is that that has a direct impact on the economy. Mm-hmm. All of these things fit together. They're not happening happenstance as a whole slew of entree. This is a total thing that's happening. When Trump looks at it, when any of the leaders, even when Captain Macaroni looks at it from France, they're not looking at this in isolated snapshots. They're looking at the total thing. Russia's economy is under threat with this oil situation.
Oh, yeah.
We're hearing about the oil situation. It's terrible, negative, bad, 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 till you pull up to the pump.
Yeah.
And you go, I kind of like this bad stuff. This is way cheaper. I've noticed it right away.
Keep it up.
I mean, even highway pumps are cheaper than great pump prices were further away from the highways a week, 2 weeks, 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a big deal. Is he going to actually put the missiles there? No. It's an enigma only from the standpoint of how far – this is where it is for me, by the way. Only from the standpoint of how far the media is willing to go to scare you, folks. This is about scaring you.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about geopolitical anything. It's not Putin's real state of mind. It's not him pushing back on Trump. It's none of that lofty – thought. It's about scaring you.
Revving up the middle-aged white woman who remembers.
Well, listen, this affects everybody. And to your point, especially older people that remember any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you think Missiles of October was it. It was a little bit more than a movie. And do you remember that movie, by the way? It was an older movie.
No, I watched 13 Days, though. It was about the same thing. Did that one have sound?
Yeah, nice. Super 8. Reminds me of watching home movies with the daughters and my sister and one of my daughters going, Aunt Brenda, will you turn it up? Well, it was a Super 8 movie film.
You still had somebody cranking the wheels.
Yeah, we did. So at any rate, so when I watch this stuff, that's what I see is just how far the military will take anything, not the military, the media, how far they'll take anything that they can use as negative. But it goes to what we talked about early on in the show. And that is the economy is a state of mind. And if they can fracture your state of mind, they'll give you cause to switch in 2020. Folks, that's what this is all about. We talked about it leading up to the midterms. Everything led to the midterms. They wanted to cast doubt into the hearts of conservatives, give you a reason to stay home. They wanted
to
keep
270.
No path to 270. They wanted to gin up the left. Some folks, depending on the state, you'll say that you can look at, will say that worked.
No, they're starting that already, though. Like he says, no path to 270 already. Well, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania are off. They can't go back to Trump.
Right.
They're already starting that.
Right.
The day after.
Right.
Oh, blue wall's back up. No,
they
it's
started.
Not.
They really even started the day before.
Yeah.
They were off to the races, but they're literally hiring staff in Iowa right now.
Yeah.
And it's Spartacus. The Spartacus Bullitt, the Renegade Rivers dog, Bullitt has more chance of being the next president than Corey Spartacus does.
Do I have more of a chance?
I ain't going to lie to the folks.
I can't even beat Spartacus.
He was a historic figure, just ask him.
I think this thing's interesting. On this, but I do think, like you said, it's a negotiation tactic.
It's not negotiation. I could live with negotiation.
They don't want Trump leaving. I'm saying from Russia's standpoint, they don't want Trump leaving.
Russia's not even paying attention. They think this is nonsense.
But they said it.
Did you read the whole article?
Yeah.
And you think that they said this because they meant it?
No, I don't think they mean they're going to do it. I think they're saying to him, get out of this.
If you go to a week-long conference and you're a media type and you run around with your microphone and your little pocket pencil protector and you're playing your gig for a whole week at a convention, somewhere somebody is going to say something that you can turn into this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the human nature. Somebody's going to say something that you can run around and crow to the moon over. Miles, am I wrong here?
No, uh-uh.
I don't think I'm putting less into this than there is. You got to understand, folks, our debate during the break was, does this rise to the level of enigma? Miles and I said no. Ludwig wanted it, so we went with it.
I like the topic. I didn't say it was an enigma. I could see this other thing we have on the list being more of an enigma, and I didn't notice that one.
Tell me this before we run out of time. I'm watching some of the Hollywood big names call for a boycott of Georgia.
That's an enigma.
What do you say, Miles? Is this a big yawn? Because to me, it's a big yawn, by the way.
How do you boycott a state?
Things like there's a lot of movies that get produced in Georgia.
Walking Dead's produced there.
And they're asking the question, because they lost, Hollywood is asking, why in the world are we making movies in such a hate-filled, racist state? Their words, not mine. That's what they're saying. It's the same mantra. Yeah. I wonder where they get that word, those word tracks from. Oh, it was former president.
I'm going to take my ball and go home. That's what I see this as.
But that's what they want. And they're asking that question. There are over 20 productions shooting in Georgia. Is the entertainment industry willing to support the economy of a totally corrupt state that suppresses democracy, where the winner isn't the best choice for the people, but the best schemer or crook? That was Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano?
All right, her. Bradley Whitford goes a bit further. Brian Kemp is corrupt, homophobic, unapologetic, disenfranchiser of African-American voters. If he seizes power, Hollywood needs to use its leverage and pull out of Georgia. Studios need to put their money where their mouth is and stand up to hate. And I thought, well, this sounds more like stand up with hate-filled rhetoric.
The most screen time Alyssa Milano's gotten since Who's the Boss in the 80s was at the hearings with Kavanaugh. She's irrelevant. So what she says means nothing. And I don't think the Hollywood's going to go, hey, we'd rather pay more to do it in Illinois-stan or New Jersey than do it in Atlanta or wherever, Savannah in Georgia.
But if they wanted to make a movie of folks fleeing a country, they could just set the cameras in Indiana and watch the folks leaving Indiana. Illinois.
Yeah.
They could just also, no money, no props needed.
No.
just set the cameras out on the 80-90 and watch the people pouring out of Illinois.
Set up a few trail cams and use them. they can do it in their own state. They don't need to leave California. Just sit it right there on the I-5 and you'll see them leaving.
But that's having effect on other places. That's what we keep coming back to. Yeah. Miles, what say you? Do you think the boycott is meaningless or meaningful?
I think it's meaningless, and it reminds me of something you taught me many years ago, never get mad at your money.
Don't get mad at your money, my friends, and that's what these folks do. But I think they know that they're talking to their own echo chamber, and it goes to what your point was, Lud. Because the real world isn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I pay attention in this instance is that he happened to have nearly quoted Obama.
Yeah.
And it went to my original point when I said Obama himself still seeks to divide and to generate and cause and foment hate. That's not what someone that's risen to our highest office, in my view, should be doing.
Yep.
None of the Carter, well, Carter did it for years after he left office, but at least he went to foreign soil before he gave anti-American hate-filled speeches. Listen, folks, thank you very, very, very much for tuning in, and we'll be back as soon as we can. Have a great day.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. Up to 5 of their plants could be shut down. The company is trying to restructure to save money, $6 billion by the company's estimate by the end of 2019. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future of the industry. A snowstorm packing blizzard-like conditions has caused big travel worries in the Midwest. About 1,000 flights have been canceled and twice that amount delayed. This man has been driving in Aurora, Illinois.
It's been very slippery, a lot of snow, a lot of driving cautiously as you go through it, so take your time, you'll need it.
Part of the East is getting heavy rain from the big storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
President Trump has renewed his threat to close the U.S. southern border, and he tweeted, Mexico should do more to return Central American migrants to their home countries after dozens were arrested crossing the border yesterday.
He's also ramping up the pressure for border wall funding by threatening to once again shut down the government. Republicans are still in charge in the lame duck session. This may be their last opportunity to bring that, as well as asylum and other immigration law changes as well, to the president's desk. Alec Baldwin appeared in a New York court today.
Any comment, Mr. Baldwin? Any comment?
Both outside the court and inside, he refused to answer questions. He was arraigned on charges of assault over a parking space dispute earlier this month. Baldwin's lawyers say there's video evidence that will show the actor didn't punch anyone. Baldwin pled not guilty to assault and harassment charges. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March